So as we prepare for communion this morning, I'm thinking all the time, I guess, about, and we've mentioned it a couple times this last week already, The Chosen. I don't know how many of you watch that. Has anybody seen it recently or started? All right. Currently, they're doing the fifth season, and if you have Prime, you're able to see that now ahead of time. The rest of us have to wait until September because that's when it's available to everybody. But anyway, the way they've done that is that they have a picture or the setting of the Lord's Supper with Jesus there like you normally see him. And I used it last Sunday. If you were here for Sunday school, used a short clip from it. I think it was last Sunday. Might have been the one before. Anyway, they show the disciples gathered around the table and the Lord in the front and so on. And then they switch from that to a scene from the way to the cross, what we just sang about. I was really excited to see the way they did that because it reminds you back and forth of what Jesus was telling the disciples about. And especially all through the time that Jesus was on earth, he was beginning to reveal what was going to happen. They all knew the scriptures. They all knew the Old Testament scriptures, the prophecies and so on that all pointed to Christ. But they just didn't get it. And the thing I really liked about the way The Chosen does it is that you can see that on their faces. They just, you know. Even when he tried to be as clear as he could, you will see it, they understood, in the rearview mirror, kind of. Hindsight is 20/20. And so after all of that happened, they realized what had happened for them, the fact that Jesus had died specifically for their sins. But it took that hindsight. We already know. We've seen it. We've seen the rest of the story, so to speak. And so as we come every Sunday to celebrate that time, we know the way of the cross. We know how difficult that was for God's Son and our Savior Jesus Christ. In reality, for God himself to choose to give his life for us. Man, that should challenge us to use our life for him. So as we gather around the cross this morning, recognizing that precious gift that God gave us, let's thank him in our hearts. Let's remind ourselves our responsibility as Christians to take the word to others so that that might not be a life given in vain. As we take the cup, and I'm going to have to get mine down here. Take the bread. Let us remind us of the body that was broken for our transgressions. Let's take it together. And the blood, Jesus said, "This is my blood that was shed on purpose because that's what was necessary to forgive our sins." Let's take it together. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we want to thank you so much for that precious blessing of the gift of your Son and our Savior, Jesus Christ. Help us never forget that road to the cross, how difficult that was for you and for Jesus himself. Help us recognize that he chose that path because it was your will that we be forgiven of our sins. So impress that on our minds this week as we have another week to use to tell others about you and lift you up before them with our lives. Thank you again. It's in Jesus' name that I pray. Amen.